He's a fascia. Okay, we all know Ben Sarumura. And he's Nerag al Shem Sofo, correct? Right?
Right, yeah.
Nerag al Shem Sofo. It's interesting. If you look at Rashi himself, it's a little bit, there is somewhat of a contradiction, because Rashi says that, he says, Ben Tamar Nerag al Shem Sofo, he says, on Pasuk Yudches. Higia Hator, Higia Tor L'Sof Daito. Sof Shem Machala Mamanoviv, Umazakesh Limudo, doesn't mean learning, Ze'ena Motze. The Omeid Beparashas Drachim, Umalastim Es Abrios. Amra Torah Yomos Zakai Val Yomos Chayav. So over here Rashi says that these Malastim Es Abrios. So Malastim Es Abrios is basically not Chayav Misa. A listim is a bad thing, but it's not Chayav Misa. The Chazal is, it's a Gemara in the Gemara Sanhedrin, correct? Anybody learning Ben Sarumura? I know what a guy's here learning Ben Sarumura. He did the sugya. Right? I really mean. Didn't he give a shiur in the area?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Was that, where's that Chazal?
Which one?
That Malastim Es Abrios. Sofo.
Malastim Es Abrios?
Yes, Sof Meshemachalam Omanoviv, Mazakish Limudo, Veinamotzi, Valme Beparashas Drachim, and Malastim Es Abrios. Amatara Yamas Zakai Val Yamas Chayev. Right?
Yes, Ayin Aleph.
Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph?
Yeah.
So from the Gemara, so from the plain thing that Rashi mentions, basically he's not Chayav Misa. He's not Chayav Misa to be when you're Malachim Misa Bias, correct?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, it's a good kasha. Yeah, the Sif Chachamim is the kasha, and he wants to say that it means that eventually he'll do something, he'll kill a guy too, when in the process.
But later on, Rashi says that.
Doesn't say that.
Oh.
Where Ayin Aleph and Aleph is? I don't know. Yamazakim was chayav. Shemisoshin shall reshayim ano lahen vano lolam. Hashem sofo. The Gemara says sof megamer nichse aviv. The Gemara explains. And mevakash limudim ena motzi v'yotzi l'fresh yachum alastim et abrios. Amra Torah. Yamazakim al yamaz chayav. Shemisoshin reshayim ano lahen vano lolam. Okay. And the Gemara goes through all these things. Yep. Yeah. Oh, so Rashi says, I'm sorry, it's a Rashi actually. It's a Rashi. Rashi says, the sofo larog balabayas kishiyamo kinegda lahatsamamana. Rashi answered the question. I didn't see the Rashi. Yep. Yeah, Rashi says that that's a sister chacham actually. It was Rashi really. Because Rashi is bothered with the kasha. He's not going to be chayav mitzvah. Rashi says, Sofa larg the labayas kashyama kineg the latsa mamala. Okay, good. Alright. So Rashi answered the kasha.
You also have in Pasuk Kof Beis, Rashi mentions that.
Yeah, I know that. He mentions that he's going to be chayav mitzvah.
Right.
But it seems like two different things. In Pasuk Kof Beis, he says that what? Where? Kof Beis, hold on a second.
Chaf
Aleph it is?
No, Chaf Aleph Chaf Beis in Rashi. Er Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis.
Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'yavar Averos Yischayev Misa Bebez. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. It's a repetition, actually. Repetition. my Cossack is. It says that what? Amatara Yama Zakai Valyamas Chayev. Correct? Kasofo is going to be Molaste Mesabrias. Whether you learn like Rashi, I mean, plain shot, you don't have to learn like Rashi. You can just say that Sofo Molaste Mesabrias, it's true, there's no Chiyav Misa for that, but it's a worthless existence. But apparently Rashi wasn't satisfied with that. Rashi wanted to say that Bezdin can't kill unless the guy's going to be Chayav Misa. So you have to say that eventually he's going to be Chayav Misa. The plain shot, you could say, is that Molaste Mesabrias, and therefore, such an existence is worthless. He may not say Mises. It doesn't mean if a person spends his whole life in his molasses as a brios, that's not a worthwhile existence that the Torah killed him. But apparently, why doesn't Rashi like that shot? Apparently, Rashi held that Bez Nishel Mako can't be done in such terms. Can't be done in such terms. Bez Nishel Mako, he must actually do something that's Chayav Mises.
But they still kill him before he does it.
And what?
They still kill him before he does it.
They kill me before he does. My only question is one thing. What about Bechira?
Bechira.
Bechira. I mean, you're telling me that this kid has no Bechira. A 13-year-old kid, you're going to tell me he has no Bechira. He has to eventually become this kind of an individual where he's going to kill somebody. According to Rashi, Sofag Larg Balabayas, Kashiyama Kenegel, Latsu Mamana.
Yeah, that sounds like predetermination.
Sounds like predetermination?
Rebbe,
what happened to Bechira Chavshis?
Rebbe?
Yes.
Little question. You're trying to say the second Rashi, Rashi wasn't satisfied just say you can kill him because he just stole. He has to have done something which really, five Misa Bezdin.
Right.
But even in that case, he hasn't done anything yet. What more is he gaining by saying what he might do more?
No, Rashi's saying we're preventing him from why should he have to actualize the experience and cause other people trouble and himself trouble? Best thing is to get rid of him now and that's it. Yom HaZakai Val Yom HaShayev.
Rebbe?
Yes.
You say obviously Rashi was bothered with the problem that for Hamas, just robbery alone, they wouldn't be able to kill him. But yeah. How is it? And let's assume that they know for a fact. Forget about the question for a second. Assume they know he's going to do it. He didn't do it yet, though. So how is it handed to Bezdin to do a punishment before, in fact, someone does the action, even if they know he's going to
do it? Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. You can argue the whole Mishnah. Right. Al-Shem Sofo. It needs an Al-Shem Sofo. Can't argue the premise.
No, I'm just saying, so they see he gave Bezdin the ability to do that, so then why doesn't Bezdin have the ability when someone has a worthless existence to go ahead and...
I don't know. Rash doesn't seem to like that. Whatever. I don't know. Rash doesn't seem to like that. I don't know why. It's a different thing. I guess it's a different thing. I guess Bezdin can kill if they know he's going to do it anyway. They're going to have to kill him later. But just a worthless existence, where do you find that Bezdin kills somebody for worthless existence? I mean, if a person is a Zola or a Sylvie, it's also a worthless existence. If a person is going to drink wine all day, it's a worthless existence, but you can't kill him. But anyways, that's the problem. But my question is Bechira. What happened to Bechira Chavshis? That's my question. Let's get to the main problem.
Here that you have a case where a person's... normally, what makes a person repent is that they have a certain image somebody who was told them was right or wrong from when they're growing up. Any other person besides your parents, if you rebel against them, you can always have the image of your parents in your head telling you what's right, then you repent. But here, these two options are the ones you're going against, the Ben Sora and Mora. So when you're attacking the parent, there's no other object in your head to use as a bigger figure.
So you're saying he has no Bechira?
It's something where he can't...
So you're saying he has no Bechira?
At this point, yeah, because
he has no. So you're telling me he has no Bechira.
He doesn't have the right. He doesn't have any more superego image in his head to cause him to turn away from the wrong.
So you're telling me he has no Bechira? Yes or no?
Yeah.
He has no Bechira? That's a strange thing. I mean, you're telling me the only one I know of is Paro. Yet Chazal say that God took away his Bechira by Paro. But you're going to tell me that Ben Sero Mar is the same phenomenon? Wasn't it making such a big deal out of Paro? Paro was able to do tshuva.
He would have been if God.
He was the worst one of Ben Sero Mara to me. He was a full fledged Russia already. He's not Sofo. He was a full fledged Russia. And even he could do tshuva. Except that God took away the ability from him to do tshuva. So you're going to tell me that Ben Sero Mara is a common phenomena that we accept that a person could be 13 years old and that's the end of his Bechira Chavshis? Why? Because he doesn't know. You, whatever reason you're going to give me, you can psychologize as much as you want. But the fact is, the bottom line is going to be you're going to tell me here's a case where a guy is al bechira. What kind of a, how is that possible?
Ironclad,
guys. Ironclad. What?
The idea of Bechir Chavshitz is only in a normal person, but here you have a guy who's psychologically messed up already, so the Bechir is removed anyway because the guy's crazy.
You're telling me he's crazy? He's crazy.
So there's actually the Chayav Mitzvah, but since he's not a normal person, he doesn't have Bechir anyway, so...
He's not normal? If he's not normal, he's putter.
but he's tired because of the actions he did.
Yeah, but if you can tell me that it's an abnormalcy, that he does not fulfill the description, he doesn't fill the description of a normal human being who's functioning under Bechira, then you certainly can't kill him, because then he's like a Shota. He's putter Makal Tarkua.
Well, what if the Shota kills somebody?
What?
And if he kills somebody?
You lock him up, I mean, but you can't kill him. He's putter. You have to lock him up, then. Lock him up, so you don't kill him.
Yeah.
Watch him, guard him. I don't know. You'll work out a way. They'll have...
Right, okay.
We have such a thing as jail. I mean, we don't have a jail sentence, but we have a phenomenon of jail. There is a jail sentence, actually, by a Russia who kills other people by hiring kill thugs, you know, like hitmen, if you hire hitmen. So there's a jail sentence. And very stiff jail sentence there. But basically, I mean, all they have to do is just protect society from him. But apparently he has free will, and he's chayev.
Ready?
Yep.
When someone, take a case with someone who's Michal Shabbos, right?
Yep.
So there's a chi of tefillah, right?
Right.
So, but the person may do tshuva, right? I mean, it's possible you leave him alone. He'll read his ways and he'll do tshuva, right?
Right.
So over here, when it says Machayev Zakai, that he didn't know he was going to do it, doesn't mean that we're saying that he's definitely going to do it. We're saying that these actions now are such that they're Machayev Mis in this situation, because that's the road he's going on. Doesn't mean that he may not change. But right now, his activities are such that he's Machayev Mis. When Mis, of course, he's leading onto a Karuva's right, leading. Ultimately, will be to the type of existence where we'll occur. Right now, doesn't mean that has to be a definite possibility. It just means, in other words, when you Michal Shabbos, right? So, a guy could go ahead and do tshuva also. Yeah, right. That's the point. This action, what he has done now, is Michal
Shabbos.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he has to commit the other thing. Because this type of activity is such that it could work that
can I just raise a point that this guy, the guy, is not even a bar mitzvah. He's not. He has no.
All right.
It reminds me of a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, actually. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, which is, it seems to be a stira from Halacha Aleph to the last Halacha, Perek Dalet, to Halacha Vav. The Rambam says like this, Abo v'esrim dvarim makvinas ha-tshuva. Then he says, Abo mehen avon gadol. V'osa echad mehen, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik v'yodol lasas tshuva l'fi gadol cheta. Alright, so God does not allow him. I mean, must speak the other. God does not, however you translate. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu must speak the yodo lasos tshuva l'fi gadol cheta. Alright, God does not give him the opportunity to do tshuva because of the greatness of his chet. Ve'elohein, amachti es harabim, and amates chaver mederach tov l'raw, like a mesis, a meidiach, and Roa Beno Yotel Tabas Rove Namamcha Biyado. He doesn't stop his son. And Omer Echtev Oshev, a person that says, I'll sin and I'll do tshuva. That's the worst. Then he has different levels. Chamishidvam hanoel in darkei atshuvas neosayan. Closes the gates of shuva. Parish minat tibor. Okay? And cholik al divrichachomim. Malig al hamitzvos. Mevazer rabosos. Soni asatochachos. Alright? Then there's the third case where it's difficult practically. Then the fourth is five things he doesn't have the chazoka. He's not the cheskas sheyashuv. All right? And it brings the various things that a person does that he doesn't consider to be such a terrible thing. Then there's five things that are that draw a person. It's very difficult to for a person to remove himself from them. Rechilus, Lashonara, Balchema, Machshavara, Neschabala Rasha, all these different things. So then the Rambam says, in the end, the very last halacha, kol elo advarim v'kiyotze behen, af pishem akfen es tshuva ein monen osa. They don't prevent it. Elohim masa elam tshuva mehen, arayza b'chol bal tshuva, yesh lal yesh lachad lam abo. Is it a contradiction? First he says you can't do tshuva. Then he says, no. It's makev the tshuva, but it doesn't prevent the tshuva. It looks like a stira, especially halacha aleph.
First category.
And then he says, no, but you still can do tshuva. I mean, can you do it or can't you? It sounds like double talk. God doesn't let him do tshuva, but if he does tshuva, it's good. I mean, how is he doing tshuva? It's an interesting parak in the Rama. What happened to Bechira Chavshis? What happened to Bechira Chavshis? First sounds like it's gone, and then it sounds like it brings it back. It's a sphere tied to the sasri. So what do you say?
Yeah, I just want to ask you a separate question. Let's say any chait that the let's say the Dor HaMidbar did.
Yeah.
So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait to see if they would do tshuva? He punished them right away. Well, why not wait? Maybe they'll do tshuva. Isn't he taking away the bechira? I mean, he's not.
No, anything. He's never getting an onesh. So there shouldn't be any onesh because they always made the tshuva. That's crazy. I mean, it's done. It's mishpat. And then the person dies, goes free. If he lived 1,000 years, wouldn't he would have done tshuva? No, it has to be din. I mean, it has to be din. There's a point where it's it. It's a chote and it's it.
Person's not punished because he can't do tshuva.
No, he's punished because he did a chait. Yeah. What? Say. You say Melech Ozer Umoshiyah Magen. Right? What does it mean? Melech Ozer. What does Ozer mean?
Help.
He helps. Moshiach? Moshiach is more than helps. Moshiach means he's a person's salvation. Right? Moshiach. Moshiach means to save a person from his from the situation that he's in. Right? And Magen means to protect him from a situation. So I understand Moshiach and Magen. But what is Ozer? Ozer sounds like it's unnecessary. If God is a Moshiach, he's certainly an Ozer. Correct?
Yep.
It's redundant. It should say Melech Moshiach Umagen. Ozer is redundant. You don't need Ozer.
Ozer is a category. The two examples is
Moshiach and Magen. No, that's not saying. Moshiach means God is my total salvation. It means a person, Moshiach Yisrael. God is Moshiach Yisrael. It means that they're in the depth of
the bad situation.
Right, despair, and destruction is imminent, and God steps in and saves them. So is it necessary to say that he helps them? Helping is much less than that. Helping means where they could work on their own. Basically, they need a little help. But if God is a Moshiach, he's certainly an Ozer. It's Kal Vachomer. So there's no need to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that he's an Ozer.
Okay.
He certainly knows if he's a Mashiach. Right?
Yeah. It is a Mashiach's specific situation. Salvation is a specific type of help, whereas Ozer is the helping all along.
So why are you being praising God, correct?
Yeah.
So why do you have to praise him and say that, as a matter of fact, it's chutzpah to say that he's Ozer? You don't need to say that he's an Ozer. I mean, on the contrary, you should say, you're praising God, he's a Mashiach. Not an Ozer. An Ozer means I can do it myself, but I need a little help. You want to praise God, you say, God does more than that. I can't do anything myself. On the contrary, he's my whole salvation. Help is, it's arrogance. You're saying that basically that God... that God helps me? I mean, if he's a Moshiach, he's more than a helper. So you don't have to say that God, he helps me. Then you can say, besides that, you can keep on listing it. He helps me, and also there's a type of helper which is Messiah. You could say he's a Messiah. He's image of himself. Of course, it means in every situation, whatever's necessary. But all I have to say is the highest one of Moshiach. There's no reason to say Ozer.
Daniel was being Meshabeh Hashem, which told about the dreams. So it says, he said that he first prayed Hashem in terms of his own greatness, and then about the specifics of you.
I understand what you're saying. I'm asking a simple question. If you say God is a Moshiach, you want to praise God. You don't have to say he's an Ozer. Ozer is less.
Ozer is the flip side of mugging. In other words, mugging prevents a person from being on the wrong path. But Ozer says that God helps you recognize it.
What?
Perhaps Ozer is the flip side of mugging. Whereas mugging prevents a person from going on the wrong path, Ozer is saying that he does more than he actually go on the right path.
Now, what does it mean? I mean, what does it mean? If you want to talk about the praise of God, that God helps man, the word Moshiach is the term to use. What does Ozer mean? What do you mean he helps him?
Rebbe, how about this? In the case in hand with the child, that
take it off. So then the wound is going to fester. It's going to get worse. Okay. It's going to start growing and start increasing, and it'll kill you. Tachna Kadosh Baruch Hu Omar L'Hem LiYisrael, Bonai Barasi Yitzhara Barasi LaTorah Tavo. Yem Atem Oskim B'Torah, Ein Atem Nisam B'Yado. Shenema Halom Tetiv Seis. Yem Atem Oskim B'Torah, Atem Nisam B'Yado. Shenema Wapesa Chatas Ravet. Okay. Velo Oed El Shekol Maso Matano Bach. Shenema ve'lecha tshukaso. V'im ata rotza, ata moshel bo. Shenema v'ata timshel bo. So what is the Gemara saying here? It's an interesting thing. It's a very interesting Gemara. It's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara is saying here is really depicting a certain attitude that a person has to have towards himself. A certain attitude that's important for a person to have towards himself. Okay? The attitude that a person must have towards himself is one in which he must look at himself like a sick being. An interesting Gemara. That's what the Gemara is saying, basically. That a person is a sick creature. He could never look at himself as being an individual that is powerful, and that is well, that is complete, and that can accomplish, and that can do. The moment he starts looking at himself that way, he has the wrong picture of himself. It's an amazing chazal. It means the person must always look at himself as a sick individual, as if he's wounded. And the only way that the best situation could be is where he has a bandage, which means he's wounded, he's ill, but he has medication. He's under medication. See, when people are under medication, they psychologically, there's something something that disturbs them psychologically. People always feel, the moment they're under medication, they feel there's something wrong with them. And it's a disturbing psychological factor. That's why people will always try to avoid medication. Not just because it happens to be true that medication, whatever it does, it always does one thing, does something else. It happens to be a fact. That's a medical fact. But there's a psychological fact over here. Psychological fact is that a person always likes to feel that he's healthy. He's totally healthy. And the moment he has to take medication, he feels he's there is something, he's impaired. He's impaired to some degree. There's something wrong. Without this medication, he can't make it. The doctor one time told me, he says, the most difficult time he has with patients is that they refuse to take medication. Most patients refuse. They try to cheat on the medication. But they can't, they don't want to believe that their life, many times they have serious problems with heart conditions, present serious illness. So they don't want to believe that their life depends on taking that pill every day. It's an emotionally very difficult to face, that kind of a concept. You want to feel that person's narcissism wants to feel that he's perfect. He wants to feel that he doesn't need anything. He's well. To think that he depends on the external thing in order to exist is something which breaks down a person's sense of self-worth and self-being and a sense of wholeness that a person wants to feel with regard to his own being, his own self. And that's why it's very difficult when people are on medication. There's a psychological factor that a person has to be on medication. And it must be on medication the rest of your life. It means there's something wrong with you, something seriously wrong. A person doesn't like to think that way of himself. It takes away the fantasies that he has of his own narcissistic fantasies, of his own greatness. So the Chazal are saying over here that a person must, it's an interesting, a beautiful Chazal. What they're saying here is that a person, that's the only attitude a person can have towards himself, is that he's sick, basically. He can't make it. He is sick, and the only thing he can do, he can only exist properly with medication. What's the medication? The medication is Torah. The moment he loses his medication, he's dead. He's gone. That's what it says. Hello, it's Ilagis. Imatem oskim b'Torah, einatem nimsarim b'yado. Shenemar, hallo, imtetiv, seis. Im einatem oskim b'Torah, atem nimsarim b'yado. Shenemar l'pesach hatas rovetz. V'lo od, elo shekor masom matem abach. He is constantly, don't think for a moment that you have a chance. That maybe you'll say, if I'm not learning Torah, the eight Torah somehow will slip up. He will never slip up. Tei lecha tshukasa, 100%. Okay? That's a strange thing. Because what does it mean? He's just got finished saying, on the contrary, that you can't do it. That this part of the Chazal doesn't make any sense. It's a discrepancy. It's a contradiction. No, you should say no. If you learn Torah, you just got finished saying. If you learn Torah, so then you could beat him, right? What's in Matarota Tamoshobo? It's an interesting Gemara. But basically, the first part of the Gemara is clear. It means that the mental attitude a person must have towards himself is like a sick, an invalid, a person that's dependent on medication. He is dependent, totally dependent. If a person doesn't think that way about himself, if he doesn't have that idea about himself, he is not in reality and he's going to fail. It's an amazing Chazal. Amazing Chazal. Chazal gives you a picture that a person must have, and a self-image they give you, that if you don't abide by this self-image, you're going to fail. And the self-image is one which is very difficult for the average person to construe. The Christianity could never accept such a thing. That's why Christianity invented the idea of a saint. A saint means that he's a perfected person. He's not a sick person. He's one that made it. Man wants to think that he can make it. But he wants to think that he can have enjoy a self-image in which he doesn't look at himself like a sick being. But Chazal say, the Torah says that's impossible. If he has that kind of an image, he must fail. The only image he has to have of himself is of being not well and of under medication. That's the image he has to have constantly. Okay? And what is the medication? Of course, medication is Torah. Now, Chazal go on a little bit. So like this. Tana Rabban. Kasha Yetzirah. Yetzirah is very strong. Shafilu Yotzro Kroora. Even its creator, God, calls it evil. It means, what does it mean, even its creator? It means like this. Because we say that a person, that's the whole thing of the whole reason why Yom Kippur, you have the Haftarah of Yonah. Why? because Yonah really didn't understand what compassion is. He didn't understand. He understood he was a Nazi. He understood human compassion, but he didn't understand God's compassion. And the whole Haftarah unravels that God taught him that the compassion of the Creator is a different kind, from a different standpoint. Because the Creator is he's the one that created the entity. He's the only one that can view it in its true light. And his compassion for man is totally different than any human being's compassion. It's a different kind of compassion. And God taught Yonah that lesson with the mashal, with the kikayon, and the whole thing over there, you know, the whole story there. But so that's what it means. Afilu yotra means that a person can call it bad because that's one thing, because he didn't create it. He doesn't really see the true picture of the Yetzirah. He can always see, he always speaks subjectively from how it affects him. How it affects him, a person studies effects. Man always studies effects. He can't study essences. Even in science, he can only study effects. That's why the problem is. That's why you reach a point where you can't study anymore. You can't get down to anything anymore, because you're studying effects, and the effects are caused of causes, and the causes change the reality. So you can never know what the true reality is. But man always studies effects. So from the standpoint of effects, I could say, okay, it's one thing to call it bad. But the Creator? Maybe the Creator has a different, he has a different true view of it. Maybe it's not really evil. No. Gemara says, I feel a yotro kro'ora. It is so evil that even from the Creator's standpoint, he calls it evil. Shenemar ki yetzalev adam ramenurav. So in actuality, it's essentially evil. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Yitzro shel adam mischadesh olav b'chol yom. It means the energy of the instinctual energy revives itself every day with new outlets and new kind of various kind of expressions. And that's why it never dies. That's why basically in every society there are millions and millions of ways for the instinctual to express, to assert itself. And that's why it's such a powerful force, because every time it has a new disguise, people don't recognize it. If it was one thing, they recognize it. But every time new disguises, every time you change the circumstances, there are new disguises, millions and millions, infinite amounts. So that... He continues to deceive people because of the new forms he takes on. Gemara's like this, and the Gemara says that Mischadesh olav b'chol yom. Just a second. Yes, shem rakra kol yom. V'am Rav Shim ben Levi yitzro shel odom misgaber olav b'chol yom umevakesh hamiso, and it wants to destroy him. Okay, so the Yetzirah, the instinctual, every month, it's not just that he's creative, but there is an unbelievable dynamics there, the force, the dynamic force that is extremely powerful. And the force tries to absolutely destroy man, kill him, to annihilate, to cause him to cease to exist. And now the Gemara says an interesting thing. That's what the Gemara says. Elmolei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Ein Yacholo. Shenemar Elokim Lo Yazvenu Biyado. Okay, that's basically the end of the memorial. Here, Gemara continues some other points, but that's basically the end of the memorial. So, what does it mean? What does that mean? Elmolei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Lo Yacholo. It's an amazing thing. It's the Yetzirah tells you that it's basically Yobachira. It's Yobachira. You think it's Yobachira. What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Yetzirah, in its full-fledged, raw state, no human being could stand up against it. Couldn't stand up against it. If it wasn't that God helps him. How does God help him? It means God creates the situation where the Yetzirah is not in its full-fledged force. Not in its most perfect state. If it wasn't its most perfect state, man would be totally helpless. The greatest man would be helpless. That's the Gemara in Kedushin, where Gemara tells about Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Akiva, that the Sutton established himself, made himself appear like a woman, and Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Meir, they went across the river to try to get to her, and in the middle of the river, halfway across the river, The Sutton said, if I didn't hear about you that he's Zoyam or a mayor or a Rekiva Tarasso, I would have totally made you into a, and into an Esh. So, what is the Gemara saying there? Same thing. That, namely, that if a, that if the Yetzirah was in its most perfect state, no human being would be able to stand up against it. Nobody. Not even Reb Meir, not even Reb Akiva. So, again, it's the same idea. That what? That, but it's a different, it's from a different aspect. It's from a different aspect. What it means is that how does God help a person? God helps a person because the Yetzirah is never perfect. Because the Yetzirah, if a person has a taiva for something, there are always things involved in the taiva that destroy the perfection of the taiva. Something doesn't work out. If he has a taiva for a specific object, there'll be something wrong with it. The circumstances, he can't get to it. There's a problem with it. There's some kind of problems with the instinctual. In the instinctual world, there's always been some kind of problems. Those problems save him. Because there are problems there, he has a chance to be turned off to it, a slight, and then his power of Bechira can work. So apparently, you see from Chazal that man's power of Bechira can operate if the Yetzirah is really in its most perfected state. It's impossible for it to function. It's an amazing thing. He has the power of Bechira. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it says like this. It means like this. It means if a person is not in Torah, it's true he doesn't have the sam. But doesn't have the sam chayim. But is it true? But does it mean at the same time that it's impossible for him to be to conquer the Yetzirah if he's not in Torah? You can't say it's impossible because he does have the power of Bechira. But nevertheless, impossible you can't say. He has the power of Bechira. Is there? But nevertheless, in general, he can't make it. In general, he's going to fail in one way or another. He's going to fail sooner or later, you see. But in terms of a specific instance, he does have the power of Bechira. But in general, it's impossible for him to make it in the long run. He can't. It's totally impossible. Now, what Chazal is saying is like this. Chazal is saying that a person's attitude towards himself must be as follows. He must look at himself like he's sick, and he must always have medication. That's number one. And he has to realize that even though he has the power of Bechira, but if the Yetzirah would present itself in its pure, undisturbed state, without anything detract from the attraction of the Yetzirah, so without any problems in terms of the Yetzirah, he would never be able to stand up against it. It would be too enticing, too enjoyable, and too enticing, and he would have to give in. He would not be. I don't care who he is, the greatest man. So it's an interesting thing. You see the way Chazal look at the at Bechira. Bechira is not such a simple process. Bechira is not a simple process. That's what the Rambam means. When we say Melech Ozer or Mashiach Magen, what does it mean, Melech Ozer? Melech Ozer means like this. Means this Chazal. El Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. El Mole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Lo Yahalo. It means if God didn't help a person by making every situation where the Yetzirah lurks, making it difficult and imperfect and problematic, if there weren't problems with the Yetzirah, then a person would not have a chance. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chesed, is Mole Chesed, so therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the situation where the Yetzirah can never really exercise himself fully in every individual's life. That's a Hashgacha. In every individual's life, God protects him. He protects him how? He protects him by creating defects in the attraction of the Yetzirah. There's always some kind of a problem. He's running after the Yetzirah, but there's something wrong. He wants to do something. He wants to give in to the emotions, but the situation will be such where it won't be perfect. There are always going to be some problems there. Those problems are what give him the chance to exercise his Bechira. That's where we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Ozer. That's why it's Melech Ozer u'Moshiach Magen. Ozer is speaking about a different kind of phenomena. Ozer is speaking about the phenomena of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping a person in the exercising of the Bechira. That's what Ozer is. Moshiach is a different thing. Moshiach is speaking about where a person is in jeopardy. He's in danger. He's in physical he's in physical danger. So there, God is Moshiach. We don't say God is Ozer. God is not Ozer. God is a total Moshiach. We never say that a person who's in danger, he could have made it himself a little bit, but he needed a little bit of God's help. That we don't say that's arrogance. That's Gaiva. It's not true. So whenever if it's a situational case, we say God is Moshiach. We don't say he's an Ozer. We don't say God was Ozer the Maccabim to be successful. We say he was Moshiach, not Ozer. Okay? But when it comes to, there's only one area where we say Ozer. Ozer, we say, with regard to a person's personal conflict with the Yetzer Hara. There we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ozer. Because that's where God helps him to have the ability to exercise his Bechira. That's the only case where we say Ozer. That's where we say, Ezras Avoseinu Atom Me'olom, Mogenu Moshiach Levnei Machareim B'chol Dor V'Dor. Because you help the Avos, in what way did you help the Avos? You help the Avos in a way that they were able to exercise their Bechira properly. And because of that, because of the Schus Avos, so that's why God is Mogenu Moshiach Levnei Machareim B'chol Dor V'Dor. What we're saying is, it's all Schus Avos. But even Schus Avos, we have no right to say that it's the Avos that did it. If it wasn't Ezra Salaseinu, if it wasn't that God created a situation where the Yetzer Hara that attracted the Avos was dampened by the fact that God is constantly involved in preventing the Yetzer Hara from appearing in its full attractive full attraction, that's the only reason that the Avos were able to be successful with their Bechira. So the Tzila says that first of all, it's two things. That the reason why God is Mugan Mashiach Levnei Machareim, the reason why we are able to exist just situationally alone is because of the Avos. But the reason why the Avos were able to be successful is because God was an Ezer. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozer lo yachalo. That's the case where God is an Ozer. It's the only case where God is an Ozer. We don't say God is an Ozer. It would be blasphemous to say that God is an Ozer in a regular situation. That's the Gemara of Baba Kochla. He said to God that don't help me, but don't fight me. Don't go against me. That's nonsensical. Now, that's why I said Melech Ozer O Moshiach Magen. Baruch Hashem Magen Avram. Yeah, God is a Magen for Avram too. It's true, but the reason why is because he's an Ozer. Because he's an Ozer. Okay, so it's not the area of Moshiach and Muggins. Two different areas. Ozer is a very specific area. It means with regard to a person's Melchemes HaChaim with the Yetzer Hara. That's where we say Ozer. No other place. You don't say God is an Ozer when it comes to a battle. If Klal Yisrael was successful, you don't say God was Ozer. It's Moshiach. Moshiach Yisrael.
What's Muggin, Rabbi?
Muggin, what do you mean, what's Muggin? Moshiach and Magen are two different things. Moshiach means where a person is in danger of being destroyed and God saves him. All right? And Magen means where he prevents the situation from occurring. That's the two things. Okay? They're like two sides of one coin. Two different things. But they're both in the same realm. Both in the same realm. Okay? Magen, of course, is better. Magen is better. Because Magen is that he doesn't allow the situation to unravel altogether. That's why I say Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. Okay?
Ready?
That if a person had a Yetzer Hara, let's say that he was going to take the ultimate Yetzer Hara, or as Rami uses Isha, right? Osa Isha is from Makam Osa Zman.
Right.
So the person, the Isha Zara, if a person would have a Yetzer Hara to go with or see an attractive woman that is Osir to him, and he'll be attracted to her, and he'll start going after her, and he'll be in a situation of where he could be over in Avera. The only thing that will stop him is the fact that there's no such thing as a perfect situation.
Okay.
Something's going to be wrong. Something's going to happen. It's not going to be perfect. There's always something wrong there. And because it's not a perfect situation, whatever it might be something interpersonal between her and him, it might be some defect in her, some kind of a thing which is not going to be perfect, which protects him, which gives him the chance to hold him off in a certain degree where he can exercise his bechira. So if it wasn't for that, if she was perfect, that would be it. That's the Gemara's case when the Yetzer Hara was by Rabbi Kiva Reb Meir. The Yetzer Hara, in that case, set himself up. He impersonated the perfect Isha. Impersonated the perfect Isha, then they couldn't control themselves. That's the case.
If that's true, then it's God's the way God created reality that's the Ozer. And if they say God is constantly Ozer, what does that mean, that there's a constant Ozer?
What?
Are you saying that it's the way God created reality that's the Ozer? The fact that it can't cater to the Yitzhara?
That's part of it. That definitely is included in it. But it could also be in particular, too. I mean, if a person's on a level... So he's under Hashgacha. So it means that God can create a situation because of the person, if he's worthy of Hashgacha, so then the Hashgacha will create some kind of imperfection, which will give him the ability to exercise his Bechira. Could be that way. Could be either in general or in specific as well. That's hard to answer. It depends on the person, depends on the situation. In general, it's true for sure, but it also could be true and specific. That's insofar as God's Hashgacha is concerned, which we don't know. We don't know how I can't answer exactly where the Hashgacha works. The Gemara is in condition of Pe'al from an Aleph. The Gemara of the and once a mayor of Meslotis Bervavera, he used to mock those who were involved in instinctual life. So Yom Achad Idmi Le'Satan Ki Itza, Ba'ach Gisan Dinara, Wa'av Ma'avra, there was no way to get across the river, Nakat Metra Le'Ka'avar, Ki Mata Palga Metra Shavke, Alma Ilav Dekam Machasi Berikia Yizor Mer Meir Vitarasso, Shavisu Le'Damach Tatimai, I'd make it worth 2 cents. And same story with Rikiva. What is the story telling you? So the kid was a tree. He started climbing a tree. That's the same idea.
What's that?
The payoff from it off on the bottom. All right. Fantasy is the full blown Yetzirah. And in reality, there's always something that will not allow that full blown Yetzirah to take place. So that's part of the that was all programmed in Sheish Yisimei Bereishis. But that's the way it should be.
Is that the full-blown Yetzer Hara, the fantasy?
Excuse me?
It could be, right?
Yeah.
That what? Is or it's not?
No, that is.
It is. Reality doesn't match it.
Doesn't match it. But...
No, but I thought we said that no one could resist the full-blown Yetzer Hara.
That's if it works right in reality.
That means that the reality... Manifestation is never the same.
Right. It's always an L for your material to use.
It's the reality. Because all the commemorations, we don't really understand the nature of the
Yetzer Hara. Hey, come on, quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the one
where
it says that against Al-Mabadi, the Tzadikim will be surprised.
Yeah, come on,
Sukkah. That's Sukkah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And the Tzadikim also has no concept of what the Yetzer is like.
Correct. That's correct. So, so that's the pshat in the Chazal.
It turns out the fact that Yitzhar is so great is a benefit. Yeah, it leads to more frustration.
Yeah, because if the Yitzhar would be satisfied without perfection, then you'd be in trouble.
The Yitzhar would be satisfied without perfection. I want to explain one thing which I didn't explain clearly. I sort of gobbled over it. I didn't really explain it so clearly. I'd like to go back to one point. First, the Gemara says that a person has to have, without Torah, he can't make it. Then the Gemara says, Kol maso matano ein abach, shenema ve'lecha shikaso, and it says, Ema tarotza ata moshel bo, shenema v'ata timshel bo. So what is, I mean, why does that seem to be redundant? Because before it says it ready, if you have Torah, that's it. So you need Torah. correct? So what is this list for? It's not the road, it's not the emotional boat. We know, if you have Torah, that's the emotional, if you have Torah. I think it means like this. There are two different types of averus. There's one type of avero which has to do with the person's general state. Then there's a kind of avera that has to do with passions of the moment. Two different kinds of averus. And really in the Torah you have two examples. One example for each. Okay? The example, what would be the example of the one where you had the one where you had great passion? The one you had great passion. Those are always the easiest ones to fix.
Fastara.
Yeah, Fastara. That's a good example. Fastara's a good example. But Diego Lazov is a perfect example. Okay? Diego Lazov was a tremendous Yetzirah. It was a passion of the moment. Because suddenly, Kizel Ish Moshe Asher Halona Meretz Yitzrayim Lo Yadana Mahayola. Moshe was tremendous security for them. He was the leader. He took them out. They felt security in Moshe. Okay? By Amina but Hashem of Moshe Avdo. It means they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was with God, but never, and therefore he was actually, he gave them security. The moment they started to wonder what happened to him, so they started to look for other kinds of security, physical security. That was an avera of the moment, where suddenly a person's caught in the grips of a passion. But there's another kind of avera, or the avera by Yosef HaTzadik, another one. There are certain averas that have to do with the person's underlying nature. They're not in the moment. They're part of general life, general living. That avera is really the avera of the Meraglim. See, the Meraglim was an avera that had to do. It's hard to see. What was the Chet Meraglim? What was so terrible about the Chet Meraglim? I mean, they didn't. What did they do wrong? When you look at the psukim, it's not so easy to understand what they did wrong. I mean, FF kiazon. It's like it's subtle things over there. They said an extra word, FS, and they were supposed to bring back a report, so they brought back a report. So why were they all right? So they what they said was true. What they said was true. All right. Then later they gave their advice. We won't be able to do it. Fine. All right. What was the avera really? You look at the psukim. It's hard to see what the avera was. The reason is because that avera had to do not with the moment, passion of the moment. It had to do with their general state, that they should have raised themselves to a higher level of existence by that time. And because they didn't do it, so their personalities were defective. And that's why when a situation arose, they weren't able to handle it. They couldn't handle a situation. That really is the chet and amragam. It was a type of chet that had to do with not being able to handle the situation because of the fact that they were not really perfected. It wasn't a momentary grip of passion, like by the ego, you see, or like by the case of Yosef HaTzadik. It was a chet that had to do with the person's underlying state. That's why it's difficult to weed out exactly what the chet was. What was it? It's a very subtle thing. It's hard to see from the psukim what it was. You see? So, what the Gemara means is, that's what the Gemara means about, it's not a redundancy. Insofar as a person's constant state, he has to look at himself as if he's in need of medication. That's the Barasi Yetar, Barasi Taratav. That's as far as his constant state is concerned. But then there's another kind of Yetzirah, the Yetzirah that's a passion of the moment. That's what the Gemara says, They're speaking about a passion of the moment. That even a passion of the moment, which has nothing to do with Torah, has to do with the general, with a person's general state. So without Torah, he can never have anything to do with perfection. Because he just lives an instinctual life, he has nothing to do with perfection. He's constantly Torah to be in a state of perfection. But then there's another kind of avera. It's nothing to do with Torah. It could be Rebbe Tzvi. It could be the biggest lamed. But if he's out of Torah that moment and he's caught with a passion in the grips of the passion of a moment, so then it's a different kind of Yetzirah. Over there, the Gemara says, even though he is powerful and he's working on you constantly, that's the whole preoccupation is you. But Atah Timshel Bo, that you have the ability to subdue him. That's a different kind of Yetzirah. And then the Gemara says, but the only reason you have the ability to subdue him is because God doesn't allow him to be perfect. There's always some kind of defect. A person can be attracted to a chet doesn't have to necessarily be an isha. A chet could be any kind of thing that's nonsensical. A chet, a person buys an expensive car when he's not supposed to. He's not financially capable. That's also a chet. That's also a yetzahara. But he always has a chance because there's always something wrong with it. Something lacking in the... Something wrong with it. Could be the salesman, the deal, the this, the tire, the car. There's something, always something wrong. That little something wrong that disturbs most people is really the biggest blessing, because what that does is it gives the person the opportunity to exercise his bechira. Okay? But now the now you see that it's not such a simple matter. Bechira is not such a simple matter. Not a simple matter at all. That's why the Rambam says that those things are ma'akev the tshuva. What does it mean, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik biyado lasos tshuva? God is in maspik biyado. What it means is not maspik biyado means he is not ozer. God is not ozer, does not help him. Ordinarily, God helps a person. God helps a person. If he's roy for help, so then God helps him. And how does he help him? He helps him by taking away the attractive power of the Yetzirah to some extent, by causing defects in the Yetzirah. But if a person does one of those averes that the Rama mentions, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maspik biyado. That means God doesn't help him anymore. Okay? Doesn't help him to do tshuva. But can he do tshuva? Can you say it's impossible? Yes, it is possible. Why? Because of the fact that the koach of the bechira has not been canceled. See, it's a different thing to cancel the koach of the bechira. That's what happened by Paro. By Paro, the mechanism of bechira was canceled. That's why Paro was unique. It's not that Paro was a situation where God was mocking him to do tshuva, which is just a regular situation. A lot of times you have things that are mocking the tshuva. It's the whole parak over here. Abav esen dvar mocking the tshuva. Correct? So ma'akev the tshuva by Paro it's not correct to say that God is ma'akev the tshuva. It's only a description if you say that. What God did by Paro was something far more serious. He took away the internal mechanism of bechira. The mechanism was gone. Couldn't do it anymore. Just like a person that sees loses eyesight. That means the mechanism is gone. By Paro it was a removal of the mechanism. Ma'akev the tshuva, God doesn't take away the mechanism. He takes away other things. The situation of doing tshuva. He doesn't help him out anymore. And therefore, he's in a rare situation where he comes up against the Yetzirah and he has no assistance. He has no assistance. But would you say the mechanism has been removed? No, the mechanism is not removed. So is it possible that he should do tshuva? It's possible. It's possible. But he's not in the same situation of tshuva. You see, that's what the Rambam means. Now. So apparently, you see, even though there's bechira chafshes, it's not a simple yes or no question. Is there bechira or is there no bechira? There are different, the bechira and Chazal understood human bechira as being a complex kind of situation. It's a complex situation. Yes, bechira means one thing. Then there is a mechanism within him that can choose. That mechanism, we say, God never takes away from any individual. And he only did it once with Paro, but that's it. But ordinarily, I mean, maybe I can't say only once, maybe more than once, because Paro really is a general rule too, but you see, it must be very rare, extremely rare, because God doesn't interfere with human bechira. I one time spoke about that. But over here, but just because God doesn't interfere with the bechira doesn't necessarily mean that the Bechira is in a state of being actualized or realized. There are other factors that play a role. It's a complex thing. If a person looks at himself as being healthy, as a healthy individual, he has the wrong attitude towards the soul, so then his chances of exercising his Bechira are very limited and very rare. And if a person doesn't have the right attitude or the right self-image, so his chances are very small of being successful insofar as his bechira is concerned. And if it wasn't for the fact that God minimizes the power of the Yetzirah, so then man wouldn't be able to do it. Would that mean the mechanism's gone? No, the mechanism isn't gone, but the fact is that he would hardly ever be able to do it. Is it possible? As long as the mechanism's there, you can't say it's impossible. But but insofar as his relationship to perfection, there are things that are impeding in the way of perfection. There are things that are impeding in the path of the of the realization of this mechanism. So you have the mechanism, and you have its realization, and you have different things that impede the realization. Okay? Now, apparently, by Ben Sora Omora, what the halacha is that Bezdin Shel Matzah has to be done based upon the person's situation of Bechira. Not upon the possibility of Bechira, but upon the situation of Bechira. If the individual is in such a state where, given his situation, it is such that it's true his mechanism of Bechira hasn't been impaired, but he's on a course where the chances of it being realized are very slim. Can't say it's impossible, but are very slim. Bezin Shel Matzah has to pass judgment, and Bezin Shel Matzah has to meter out judgments. Meter out judgment. And actually, what Mendy said is correct. That in every case, you could say, why does the Bezin Shel Matzah kill a guy named Abitua? That's true, but you can't do that. Because Bezin Shel Matzah doesn't judge on the possibility of Bechira, but it has to make a judgment based upon the person's relationship or closeness to the realization of the tshuva, or to the realization of Bechira, exercising of Bechira. That's how Bezin Shel Matzah has to judge. So it's true, he has Bechira, yeah. There's nothing that stops him. The mechanism's there. But there are certain serious impediments in the way of that mechanism being realized. And Bezin Shel Matzah has to make a judgment based on that. Bechira is a complex issue. Bechira and Yahadus is a complex issue. It's not a simple matter. And Bezin Shel Matzah must judge based upon certain guidelines. And that's it. That's the Bezin Shel Matzah. It's always that way. It's always that's the situation that it has to judge on. If the person's on a course where they are headed towards Chait, even though the mechanism of the Bechira is not destroyed, but Bezin Shel Matzah has to meter out judgment. That's basically the idea of Ben Sora Omora. Ben Sora Omora, you see, he has all the qualifications that place him in a situation where the Bechira is in great... can hardly be realized. Like, for instance, that's why it says Zol V'Sovei. What does Zol V'Sovei have to do with it? Zol V'Sovei doesn't mean anything. So what? A person Zol V'Sovei is not Chayim Misha. But Chazal say, what do Chazal say by Zol V'Sovei? They say that there's a Chazal V'Sovei. The Gemara says, just a second, where's the Chazal V'Sovei? Can't have anything to do with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It means that all the situations that are necessary for the Bechira to be implemented, to be realized, are gone. That's when Bezin Shel Matzah must meter out judgment. They can't rely on the fact that his ability, the mechanism of Bechira is not destroyed. I think it was Ramban. Yeah, Ramban said, I'm sorry. He says, Uvos is Bakon. He says, Vashenishu Zolva Sovet. He says, Yesh Vashne Yonshin. Achet Shehum Makla Ova Ve'imo Umamra Behem. That's one thing. Vasheni shu zol v'sove over al mashin savinu kedoshim tiyu v'nem arod v'oso savodu v'osud bokum kasher pirashti shenit savinu l'das Hashem b'chol derachinu v'zol v'sove lo yeda derach Hashem. That's what it means. See? So it means to say that the situations for his bechira that God has set forth for man to exercise his bechira are gone. Once that happens, then Bezin Shel Matzah has to move in. That's the halacha of Ben Sora Omora. But it's based upon a whole philosophy of Yadus, which states that Bechira is not a simple matter. There is a complex, it's a very complex issue. How's it going? It says that the Nachash gave Chava poison, Hidl Bazurma, and some kind of what's the word for that? Not a poison. It means a
dirty.
What?
It means dirty.
Duhala
means something dirty, no?
Yeah. But right. I'm just looking for a better word.
Something foul.
Yeah, something foul. But the Jews that stood on Maimon HaSinai got rid of it. And that's why Chazal say, Adam kiyamus ba'oro, atem kriyam Adam, v'ein umos olam kriyam Adam. Because of the fact they don't have Torah, so that's why it's almost impossible for them to realize the fetch. But it doesn't mean it's impossible.
Rabbi? Yes. There's another Rashi that they have a Machshava Ra, so they're punished for it.
Yeah, Gemara says.
Yeah. Is that also because they don't have the
Torah
to fall back on?
Yeah, it means to say that once they have Machshava Ra, it's a different kind of Machshava. It's a different kind of Machshava.
They don't, like Jeremy said, they don't have the
Ozer. No. It means to say that there are different kinds of Machshava. There's a Machshava Ra, which really is a revelation of the person's nature. And there's a Machshava Ra, where it went through his mind, but it doesn't mean it's the same kind of a thing. That's why I mentioned, someone pointed out to me, let's say a person makes a slip of the tongue. So a slip of the tongue indicates some kind of unconscious desire. So is that considered an imperfection? So somebody one time said that that's wrong to say that's considered an imperfection, because how come Chazal didn't mention anything like that? You know? Which is correct. Because the point is, the difference between psychology and between the Yadus is that psychology has no philosophy. Psychology can only say that the person has this intention, which is part of his instinctual nature. That's correct. But the soul doesn't necessarily have to follow that. It doesn't mean the soul has to follow the instinctual nature. It's just a revelation of the instinct. It's an instinctual point. But what it means over here is that insofar as a guy is concerned, he's basically instinctual. So the moment he has that desire, so that's really his whole essence. But as far as a Jew is concerned, that's not true. He may have the instinct, but that's not his whole essence, because he has a soul, and the soul will override and will review the situation, and therefore it will be able to act in a totally different way. So the thought is a different kind of a thought in terms of the essence of the being. That's what it means by the difference between the guy and the Jew. It's a different kind of a thought. In the guy, the thought is a revelation of his own nature, because that's all he has. But in the Jew, it's not a revelation of his nature. It's just it's an instinctual process. But he's not just instinct; he has a soul. That's why you can never determine an individual based upon a psychoanalytic. Even though psychoanalysis may be correct in terms of the different levels of the unconscious, but that's not the person's essence unless he's not a Ben Torah, then that's his essence. Because what is his essence? He just follows the instinctual. But if he is a Ben Torah, then that's not his essence. There's something else there. Wasn't Mar saying, Marisa Tzadik Shasaver Biyom, Al Tahar Achar of Belila, because he definitely is a Tshuva. It means that he's talking about a different kind of a being. His essence is a soul.
Rabbi?
No. But if he just keeps Shevnis Bnei Oros, just not to violate Shevnis Bnei Oros, that's not enough. Not enough for this. It's enough to justify his existence, that's all.
I was thinking, Rajay?
Yeah.
I'm about to write that the Ben Torah Mar, getting back to the Ben Torah Mar, that his Bechir is not operative. Because you mentioned before that the God being an Ozer, needs to say that there are certain defects in the situation, which give the person the opportunity to overcome the instinct.
Right.
And I think one of the halachas mentioned by the Ben Torah Mar is that he eats the meat, but he has to eat in a semi-cooked state. Not totally raw, not totally cooked.
Right.
That's because he's got to be something with Moshe. But the fact is, it's in a semi-cooked state, so it's not in the best possible state, which can indicate that it's an effective thing, and in spite of that, he still goes into the title.
Mm-hmm.
He goes into the title to walk away from it.
Right, that's good. That's good, that's very good. Yes, that's right.
Rather, the man that eats in the best state, even in an imperfect state, he still goes after it. So even with all the defects in the situation, he still can't overcome. But maybe he's totally without fear.
Yeah. No, that's true.
The only thing he mentions the case of the father. The father who sees the son, or all of the Yosei and the Carbos Rock.
I think the, what he's mentioned, but he has a case, he has a, let me get the round one second. Yeah, for instance, Chamish Dvarim Hosam and Cheskasu Lash of Mahan. Okay. Like, Ochel Masuda Shein Masbekas Labailah. You have things that are much less than Ben Tzara Amara. Ben Tzara Amara is really full blown. You have over here is Nesis. You have Nesis. You have,
That's even more, because you have more people involved.
It's more general. It's more general. It's much less. That's our more of a full-fledged... No. He's not going to Allah against me.
He's talking about general behavior.
General, exactly.
What do you mean? He's not going to go against
me. He's not going
to go against me.
Why isn't what? Machias Aram. How come he's not going to go against me? How come he's not going to go against me? He's not going to go against me. Machtiyeh Rabin is in Perek Gimel Lacha Yud. That's Mumrim. Right. So what's the question?
That's a different issue. That's a question of what the society should be punished in the court, as opposed to what God
punishes. Well, that has to do with what type of onish, what type of onish bezdin, the parameters of onish bezdin. Machtias Rabbi didn't do anything be a dying. Certain times you can't give an onish, didn't do anything be a dying. But it doesn't mean, but it's still machir on abba. Look, a person who's a baal rechilu from lashon hara has machir on abba. They don't kill him.
You can't really judge the severity by the type of
result. No. Okay. No, you can't judge severity by the honor.
Okay, Dave,
why don't
you ask
the
question?
Just to write what we said Sunday, and that is, I mentioned that you don't say Ozer with regard to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's saving us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us, you never say Ozer. Ozer is a degradation. Ozer means you can do it on your own. But he assists you. That's Ozer. Moshiach, we always say Moshiach. When you say Chanukah, you say Raftos, Rivom, Dantos, Dinom, Nakamtos, Nikmosom, Mosar, Togibar, Miachaloshim, Rab Miavnatim. Hashem Yavnatim. Ulecho, Siso, Shem Gadol, Kodosh, Balamach. Ulamcho Yisrael, La Siso, Chua Gedola, Ufokan Kayom Azer. So you always, whenever God saves Kol Yisrael, you don't give in. It's exactly, I one time spoke about it. It's exactly the opposite of the secular Jew. His celebration of Hanukkah really is a celebration of the Maccabim, and the celebration of the greatness and power of the Jews. And our celebration is completely a celebration of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Exactly the opposite. Of course, again, you have by Purim the same thing. At Purim, it states openly. Kelo Rovas Rivenu Adonis Dineno, same thing. Raftas Rivam Dantos Dinom Hanokem Is Nikmasenu Nakanto Is Nikmasom, same exact thing, because it's the same idea. Vamishaling Bulacholayvin Afshenu. Okay, Brochato Hashem Hanifra La'amo Yisrael Mikol Tzorehem. What's the last two words? Okela Moshiach. Okela Moshiach, not Okela Oza. That's a degradation to say Okela Oza. Now let's say that. It means that you can do it on your own. So you see clearly that when it comes to God saving us from a potential downfall. Yeah, that's right. By Yam Suf, by Yoshad Hashem by Yom Ur Yisrael Miyam Yisrael. Okay, by Yoshad Hashem by Yom Ur. It all goes back to the Pesukim. Okay, I just want to bring you a raya that you don't say Ozer. Ozer is only one thing. Ozer is only Molei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro. That's with regard to a person's bechira. Okay, that's Melech Ozer. Just without going into the Ben Tzara Mora exactly what it is, but just to give you a basic kind of delineation. The lethal factor, the lethal combination that's found in Ben Tzara Mora is what? It's a lethal combination. What is the lethal combination? Factor, what is one factor? Several factors there. One factor is sore. That means that's sorer. Sorer means that he can't accept halacha. That's one. Then you have what? Morah. Morah, he has rebellion. Emotional rebellion. Emotional rebellion against his parents. That's two. What's, then you have three. What's three? Three is, you see, what does he do? He does gneva. He's gonev mishalochet. So gonev means that he cannot accept the reality insofar outside of himself. There's no, it means that's rebellion. That's rebellion factor. One thing a person can't accept the idea that another person has any rights. It means that the world is simply for himself. That's one thing. But because that's why lo nechtam zadina malala gezel by Doramabo. But it means that there's no recognition of any kind of reality for others outside of the self. That's gezel. And the fact that even a person like that, but he wouldn't do it to his father, simply as some kind of recognition that over here you don't do it. But no, there's on the contrary over here is rebellious also. So it's going if we shall love it. That combination, plus the last factor is Zola Vasova. What does Zola Vasova mean? It means that he is completely involved with himself in satisfying his instinctual desires. That's Zola, to the exclusion of everything else. That's Zola Vasova. Those are the factors. So you have basically four lethal factors that come to find the artist. One is he can't recognize any reality outside of himself. And no one, there's no such thing as the world being designed for others. He can't recognize that idea, that the world is designed for others too. That's one. Two, he has the rebellion against the parents. That's two. Three is what? Is... That's just feeling. That's feeling. It's feeling survey. And he can't abide by Allah. So, he can't accept halacha. Those four factors. Can't accept halacha, can't recognize any type of existence or any type of rights that other individuals may have outside of himself. There's no plan for the universe that includes anybody else. That's two. Then it's rebellion. And then it's involvement with the self. Totally out on the situation. Apparently, if you're missing any one of those four, it's still up to the question. Any one of those four is still up to the question. But if he's missing, let's say, for instance, if he's involved with the self, that's not so terrible. He has everything, even if he's rebellious, even if he doesn't recognize anything outside of himself, and even if he can't accept halacha. But if he's involved with himself in a way where there is an intellectual kind of involvement, then he's not. He's not not a lethal combination. Or if you take away any of the other things, even if you take away, let's say, he can't keep halacha, and he can't keep halacha, and he can't recognize any reality outside of himself, and he's involved with himself, this is the hardest, and he's involved with himself even totally for his own physical, instinctual satisfaction, but he doesn't have the rebellion factor, then he still is up for it. Because emotionally, he still may come to the recognition of the truth. Still may make it. You take away any one of these four. It's four factors, really, which, if you have that combination, then it's impossible. It's impossible for the person to, impossible meaning to say, in terms of his status, how far away he is from implementing his behavior. He has the power of Bechira, the faculty, but that's it. Okay?